Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Lou Sanders. This is Cuddle Club. It's a podcast about cuddling, but really it's a way into human relationships so I can ask people very personal questions. Once upon a time. That's nice in, isn't it? Okay, this week I'm talking to Amy Gladhill. She's a comedian and an actor. She's in a really good duo, sketch group, double act, called Delightful Sausage. They're very funny. She's very funny. She's got her own podcast. Who hasn't these days? Imagine meeting someone without their own podcast. Okay, is everything okay with you? It's called A Lovely Time with Amy Gladhill. That's because she's the host and because I imagine when you listen to it, you have a lovely time. Guys, look, stop flirting with me and let's talk to Amy. Amy, how are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. I sounded surprised that you'd sort of come on as if like, oh, Amy. And actually, this has been planned.
Uninvited.
We don't really know each other that well, but I feel very warm towards you immediately.
Mm. Oh, well, that's kind. Likewise, there's a lot of heat. There's heat between us already. There's warmth, there's heat.
There's tension. There's sexual tension. I don't know whether that's because I really like your comedy or you're Northern or perhaps a mix of the two. But if you see someone perform, you do get a sort of vibe for what they're like, don't you think?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. But I think some comedy fans do presume that if they've seen you on stage, that they know you and are now friends with you. But I think when comedians see each other on stage, they go, I've got a sense of that person, and that's not creepy. Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit like when dogs sniff each other's bums. That's the that's the comedy circuit.
Yes, but if it's a human sniffing a dog's bum, that's not cool.
Ah, keep to your
own. That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yes. So I can't remember where I saw you perform with Delightful Sausage, your sketch act. Are we calling it a sketch act?
I think we must.
A double act.
Yeah, because we're not talented enough to write sketches, you know, with like a beginning, middle and end.
You're very talented.
I tell you where it was. It was somewhere I feel like it was the outskirts of London, and it was a really nice comedy club, and you were comparing, and Phil Wang was also on. And it was a little tiny green room, and it felt like a narrow boat. And actually, I was very impressed with the whole thing. I was impressed with the whole setup. Don't mind telling you.
Well, I was impressed with you. No, but I'd heard loads about you. And then, you know, you hear lots of stuff and you're like, well, I'll be the judge of that. That's awful, isn't it? You hear, oh, this new actor really good. Yeah, I heard it all before. Oh, they are really good, actually. Well done them. Terrible, really, too. You know, but that's life, isn't it? But you know, when something's overhyped, sometimes stuff is overhyped. And
yeah.
I'm delighted to report, I think you were underhyped. Well, you were just the right hype. Just right.
That's great. Gonna use that on a poster.
Yeah.
Just the right amount of hype.
No, because a lot of hype. Duly deserved. Okay.
Good.
You were nominees as well, weren't you? Edinburgh Fringe Festival. When was that?
Edinburgh Fringe. Yeah, it was about 25 years ago, wasn't it, the last one?
I think so.
What's been really helpful for us is because we were nominated and then there wasn't a Fringe Festival we're like double rollover nominees. Yeah. I reckon that we're double nominees, running. I'm going to say it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. At least.
Triple nominees. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Get the t-shirts made. No one can argue. What have you been doing in the pandy then?
In the old pandy? Well, a lot of podcasting. Because what else is there? I'm not really sure what else there is. I've moved from Manchester to London in the pandemic. Which
now
is stupid. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I'd love to.
Why not? Why not? Do you know what I mean? I was just thinking, let me get my rent doubled. I want a smaller room. I want to pay more for a smaller room that I'm not allowed to leave by the government. The government has said, don't leave. So I'm like, let me pay double the rent then, please.
Please, when and my... less green spaces nearby, please.
Yes, please. Are you from London?
I'm from Kent. Do you know it? How about I tell you it's the English garden?
Oh, here we go.
Yes. And how about you say, I thought so, yes.
I thought so, yes. And you're a rose from that garden.
Exactly right, yes. I'm the only rose from the garden. Me and Bagpuss. Bagpuss is from the same area. So, yeah, I don't like to, I hate to sort of brag this early on in the podcast, but yeah, it's me and Bagpuss.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Okay, before the pandy, cuddle kind of girl?
Yeah, aggressively affectionate, I think. Annoyingly affectionate. Pathologically cuddly.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. But not with friends or acquaintances.
Strangers. Just strangers. Run at them. Well, I've not seen you on this street before. Come here.
Come on. with partners, I think I'm annoyingly affectionate, but with friends, I probably come off as quite standoffish. I don't want hugs. I'm not a huggy person in general, but behind closed doors with a partner, I'm absolutely revoltingly cuddly.
Right. Dribbling all over them, as it were.
Yeah. As it were,
I thought I was quite emotionally intelligent, and I had you down to be a bit of a snugglehead, I'll say it. I did. I thought this girl's like me. She's getting it where she can. Snuggle, snuggle, snuggle. But you know, you're more choosy, and that's as yours. That's as yours. Is that a phrase? That's as yours as you is to do. That's as yours as you do.
Thank you.
It just rolls off the tongue. Oh, that does lead us nicely on to. Okay, this question always goes really badly, so strap in. Have you ever been given any advice, or given anyone any advice that you're like, oh, so wise?
So wise. I got given some advice, which I do stick to quite a lot. And it's, if you can't change it, don't worry about it. And I think that's brilliant because it's like, you know, you can... So say you need a wee real bad and you're worried because you think, I'm going to piss myself. You're panicking.
Yeah.
Sure. But then if you do piss yourself, you've done it. You can't change it. Don't worry about it. So once it's happened, it's happened. if you've pissed, carry on with your day.
Okay. I think that's really good advice. And I was with you right up until the analogy, really. Because I thought,
sure.
I guess what's the worst that can happen? You piss yourself, you know. And I did speak on the podcast once before about shitting myself. And what an experience, you know. what a girl, what a day.
Was it a choice?
Joy.
You made,
or? Joy. No, it was more like two toilets were shut. And I'd had about eight espressos and I lost control of my bowels. But I was about 4 minutes from home. And it's freeing in one sense. What's the worst thing that can happen? This. But it's not all uphill from there. It's not all downhill from there. You don't shit yourself and then be like, oh, great. You know, in a way, you're not sort of reveling in your own muck, as it were. But I do like the if you can't change it, don't worry about it. And in fact, that is... It's like, give me the acceptance prayer or something, isn't it? Give me the courage to change that what I can, and don't worry about the rest of it or something.
Just something like, don't worry about the rest of it, probably.
Yeah, just like have a holiday from the rest of it. But it's true. Do your parents worry?
Yes, but I think they're quite good at just not speaking about it. I think they'd always be worried, but not tell the children, you know.
Right. Opposite from my mum.
Oh, really? Really?
What were you going to say? Sorry.
Can't remember now. I want to know about your mum. So your mum tells you.
No. She's a lovely woman. But the thing is, I wish there was a pill that can make you worry less, because there probably is, and it's probably Prozac, and it probably does suppress other stuff. But listen, it's great advice that.
I think my favourite time when I'm thinking that is if I'm late. So say I'm on a train and the train is delayed and I'm going to be late in two hours down the line, I'm going to be late. There's no point worrying about that while I'm on the train. So I've got 2 hours of not worrying, because it's like, I can't do anything. I'm going to have a lovely time. And then I get off the train and then I panic.
Yeah, I try to tell myself that, like if I'm driving somewhere and I'm late or train or whatever, but then my whole body is still rigid thinking, fucking idiot, you should have fucking left it on time. But if you can't change it, don't worry about it. Love that. Now we have to change it into merchandise. So we're looking really for a pithy phrase or something like that, and then what merchandise it would go with. This is a bit that never goes well.
Well, I'm thinking if you can't change it, I think I've gone down. I don't think this is the question that you've asked specifically.
No, this is good.
But because we've had the piss analogy and the poo story, maybe we could go into sort of nappies. Diapers and adult nappies. Diapers.
Yeah,
if you can't change it, as in change the nappy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So then.
Yeah. Go on. I love this.
So then there's an advert. You know, there's that new Andrex advert where it's just like loads of close-ups of people's bums.
Right.
And it's saying, "Oh, clean," but it's just making you think about.
Yeah.
Well, I think that advert's quite awful, but we could nick that model, have a lot of like cool, hip adults walking around in these nappies, doing their business. and then like sort of high-fiving and saying, if you can't change it, don't worry about it.
You had me at adult nappies. You really did.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
Now, tell me this and tell me true. Did your parents have a favourite? I don't even know if you're an only child.
No, I'm not. I'm the youngest of seven, if you can imagine such a thing.
Bloody hell. Yeah. Did your parents have a favourite contraception? Because they didn't. Were you the favourite?
Yeah, I think so. Because I was a mistake because all my brothers and sisters are born like a couple of years apart. And then there's like a big gap, like 7 years. And then, uh-oh, what have we done? Then there I am. And all my brothers and sisters have quite dark hair, very straight hair. And then I'm there, little ginger curly-haired girl on the bottom of all these family portraits, you know, looking really like I don't belong. But I think because there was a big enough gap, I was like a new little toy, so I think I was the favourite.
And would you say your dad is your dad, or would you say?
Do you know what? I always thought he couldn't be. I thought it'd be impossible, but I think he is, because I do look like him. And my nana had red hair, and apparently it can skip generations. That's what I've been told, Lou. That's what they've said.
Are your parents quite... Are they quite nurturing, cuddly / you know, affectionate?
I think they were. I think I stopped being cuddly with them at, I don't know, like 12 or something, and I've never gone back. We don't hug now.
Really? You don't hug now? Why?
I don't know. It's really weird, because it's not like I don't want to, but we just don't. It's like a... You know, hello, how are you? I might give like a kiss on the cheek if I'm leaving for, see them for 6 months, but that's it.
No, I'm not having this. Right, next time you go home, you're going to scoop them up into your arms and give them a bigger, it just needs someone to break the ice.
I think you're right, you know. I do think that's what needs to happen.
I think parents don't want to overset the mark with kids, like, like they're always really pleased to hear from me. Well, I don't know, everyone's got different relationships, but my parents are always really pleased to hear from me, but they won't phone me because they don't want to encroach. And yeah, I think that's all to do with the BT advert around in the late 90s. There was a BT advert and the boy was like really, oh, at university, he's like, oh, my mum's phoning. Like really, and I think parents then just thought, oh, is that what? It was on everywhere, basically. So I'm blaming BT for this.
Right, okay. How do we get compensation for this?
Well, exactly.
For all these families that are broken, broken relationships.
Yeah, maybe that's what BT really stands for. Broken times. thank you. Didn't go to improv school. That's just. yeah.
God.
But look, honestly, next time we go home, I really think you should just start a new. Because they probably think they don't want to encroach in your space.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely bloody right. I'm just going to do it. Especially because they've had the vaccine now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen them for a year.
Fuck.
So I think it will be like when we do get to see each other, I think because the time has passed, I can just go straight into hugging like we never didn't hug.
Yeah. And then you can blame the pandemic rather than, you know, the fractious relationship that is.
Exactly.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. In what ways is your family especially odd?
Oh, so many ways. I think a nice oddity is that my mum and dad get absolutely smashed drunk every Friday night together in the kitchen, and they listen to my dad's favourite songs, and they have like a little date in the house, and they've done that since I was, but I mean, must be like 40 years or something, and they just get
that
absolutely mad drunk on Bacardi together. It's sort of cute, but sort of mad. But yeah.
That's very cute. Are they still in love then? Very much in love?
I don't know. It's difficult to tell, isn't it? I think my dad, this has affected my relationships because my dad loves my mum so much and tells her constantly. And he's like, he worships her. And he knew the moment he saw her, he wanted to marry her. And it's, you know, it's brilliant. And then my mum's like, ah, shut up, Paul. Like, my mum's very much like a whole woman. And she loves my dad, I'm sure of it, but like doesn't express it in the same way. So my dad's quite like verbose and over the top and romantic and sentimental. And my mum's like, what? Oh, shut up. Get away with you. And so I think in my relationships, I want a man to like worship me and put up with me being like, get off.
Yeah.
What are you playing at?
I'm really into that model, actually, that way around.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, well. What are you most ashamed of in yourself? That's not from me. That's from Alan de Botton. You can see that.
I can see that. Oh gosh, what a big old question.
I know, this is Alan. This is what Alan's been up to, you know. This
Alan.
Thing Alan does. Yeah.
Come on. He should be ashamed of himself for this sort of this level of questioning.
What am I most ashamed of?
I think I can be quite a pushover, and I think I can be quite cowardly to avoid confrontation. And sometimes I wish I'd have gone, no, actually, that's unacceptable. You can't be like that. And I haven't. Mm. I've just gone, okay, thanks very much. Yeah, yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Well, you should read a copy of the book Lean In. Very dated reference, but you know, it is what
really?
It is. Yeah, I would actually.
Okay.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Best cuddle you've had, if I may push.
So my current boyfriend, we'd known each other for years, but then we was chatting online when the pandemic started. And I was very far away from him and we couldn't see each other for ages. And we were talking, video chatting for like 7-8 hours a day or through the night. And then I drove to his house and it was like, oh, we're going to still like each other. What if you don't fancy me in real life? And we had known each other before, but it was like, oh God, and I was so nervous. And then, then we had a real big hug and we sort of clung on to each other for ages in the street and it was like, yeah, it was dead nice that.
So you met but then you got together in the pandemic.
Yeah, so we met about 8 years ago in a bar and had sort of like kept in touch a little bit, but not loads. And then in the pandemic, he just randomly messaged saying, like, are you all right? Or, you know, how's it going? And then it was when, do you remember House Party, the app?
Oh, my God, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when that was like a thing? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. I've just downloaded this thing. Do you want to come on this with me? Because I don't know what it is. And then, so then we went on and I thought it'd be like a 10-minute, how are you? Oh, great. But then it was like 8-9 hours later, hanging up at like 5 a.m. being like, oof. That was a bit nice. And then, we just did that for ages and then we had a big cuddle and that's it.
That's cute. And is that why you've moved to London?
A little bit. But also my writing partner, who was in Manchester, he has moved in the pandemic to Cumbria to run a bed and breakfast on Hadrian's Wall. Okay. So then I was like, well, why am I in Manchester on my own then? It's so bonkers. So it's just like, well, you've gone. A lot of my friends are in London. A lot of, you know, a lot of the buzz is in London, isn't it? A lot of the work's in London. All the cool people are in London.
Of course they are.
So then I moved.
So I love that. So you moved to London. You know, not for a man, thank you, for friendship,
for
career, because your business partner's gone to Adrian's Wall. But yes, if your boyfriend's around, you'll cuddle him here and you'll cuddle him there.
There you go. Nailed it.
Do you think he'd pop on an adult nappy for our advert? That's love. Yeah.
No one's got any dignity now.
Not in a band.
Now.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Worst cuddle you've had?
I can't think of a specific, but I know all of the ingredients of them. And it's in hot weather. It's a man who's wearing a vest.
Yeah.
And he's coming at you and his arms are open before you've really seen what's going on. You can't get out of it. He's coming. It's when the armpit is close to the mouth and nose area.
Right. That's a very good description. And I feel I've got a gag reflex and that's sort of sparking it a bit. So we'll move on quickly. Who would you like to hug, alive or dead, human or other? That's what it says here.
Is this Alan de Botton?
No. This is what some cunt's written. And I'm that lovely. I don't want to say that word. It's a bit naughty, isn't it? It's a bit cheeky, that one.
You can get away with it. Yeah. You can get away with a few of them. Once a pod.
Once Upon a Time. Is that a title for anything?
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
Can we do it?
Can we start it? Once Upon a Time. It's going in the notes anyway. Producer's heart is sinking. Oh, I might open the intro with this. Keep this bit in, but arts, open the intro. Once Upon a Time, there was a podcast with Amy. Anyway.
Oh, that's lovely.
Who would you most like to have? Okay. I will still need to press you on this, okay?
Alive, dead, human or other. All right, so if we're just, you know, going wild with our imagination, I think my ideal hug would be from like a tiger or a lion.
I knew you were going to say tiger before you said it. I knew you were, yeah, I don't know how, if it was the intonation of your mouth or whatever, but I was nearly going to say tiger and I thought, don't speak over her. But it was just because, yeah, but you know, it might be the way your mouth was moving. Anyway, sorry, tiger, yeah.
Yeah, a tiger, but it would have the personality of Michael Cera.
Oh, that's a lovely answer. Lovely. That is a
because I've sort of got a bit of a crush on him.
Oh, haven't we all? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's so funny. Oh my, and his little sparkly eyes and that little, the way his mouth just tilts up at the side when he's trying not to laugh. Oh boy. But as a hugger, I want something bigger and heavier and
the paws. Imagine the little paws around your face, the big paws, like the padded, like just like giving you a gentle slap, like just in the Michael way. How do you say his name?
Sarah.
I'm really bad with names. I know exactly who you mean, though. He's got floppy hair. He looks about 12.
Yeah.
What has he been in? Everything.
He's been in Arrested Development.
That's it.
That was one of them. Juno, Superbad.
Yes.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yes. This is why I'm not very good on quizzes.
But if the quizzer was about to say the answer, you'd be able to know what it is, like you knew Tiger.
Yeah, the smile to one side is a very good description of him as well.
Yeah.
And he always looks a bit frightened. But what was the thing where he was with his cousin? Like, oh, that was one of the ones you said, you know, where he him and his cousin kind of fancied each other a little bit.
That's Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was his name in that?
George Michael.
George Michael, yeah. And I thought it was Michael, didn't I? Yeah. Okay. Well, and guess how many I've seen of them? Absolutely fucking loads of them. Get out. Anyway, we'll deal with my rotten brain another time.
Oh, yeah. No, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming around and cuddling you and... hello?
Last question. Have you ever had a moment where you've had, like, so much joy bursting from your little heart, you're like, you can, like, you're so happy?
So one I can think of was with an ex. He was a good guy, and we were going out on a Saturday night, and a very attractive girl who was older than me and far more fierce said to me, I'm going to get off of your boyfriend tonight. And I was, like I said, I was too ashamed and too scared to confront her. So I was just like, oh, well, okay, well, if, yeah, no, all right, that's fine.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I didn't dare tell him because I was like, I don't want to tell him.
Yeah.
So I just sort of kept it in me and I was like, oh God. And then we went out that night and she was there and she looked amazing. And she was like, you know, hovering around him, and I was frightened. And then I saw them on the dance floor, and I was talking to somebody else, and I could see over their shoulder, which is awful, but I could see over their shoulder that she was like, she went and she got his hand, and my little heart was pounding. And I remember like feeling my heartbeat in my throat. And then she they started walking off, and but they didn't know I was there, and they walked to down this like little corridor bit, and I was like, this is it.
Oh my God.
This is the worst thing that I'm ever gonna see. They're gonna kiss and this is awful. And then I sort of left this person and like crept closer to it, and I just heard, get off me, I need a shit. And then he went into the boys' toilets and she went and left, and then he like popped out again like 2 seconds later and saw me, and he was like, oh my God, that mad bitch has been trying to come on to me all night. It's disgusting. And I've told her I've got a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, I just heard you tell her you needed a poo. And it was so kind and lovely. And I was so happy. And I remember being like, this is it. I'm going to be with him forever.
Oh, and then what? One day he said to you he needed a shirt or what?
Yeah, and I was like, uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, that's lovely, actually.
It was dead nice. And it was when we were very young. So he was like, you know, maybe like a 20-year-old boy being come on to by a very attractive young lady and just seeing them do the right thing when they so often don't, yeah, Lou.
It's, you know what I'm thinking?
He did.
Hashtag not all men there, isn't it? Case of, you know.
Yeah, let's get that trending, yeah, I reckon, yeah, yeah, with,
yeah,
this podcast.
Yeah, I think so. That is nice, actually. Also, very good of that lady to give you a heads up before she did it, I thought. In a way.
Yeah. What an absolute power move. Imagine having that confidence.
Yeah. What an angel she was to give you a little heads up. Okay. So the end of the podcast is I hug you and you see if you can feel it because I believe in energy, but it's probably just all projection. But you believe what you believe. Do you believe in... do you believe in energy? It's not really a question, that, is it? Do you believe in energy? Do you believe... well, we all know that I could have guessed you were going to say tiger, you know.
Yeah,
I guess, do you believe I'm psychic? That's what I want to ask.
Well, with the tiger, I feel like there's undeniable evidence that you are. Yeah. So who am I to disagree with science?
Thank you. Okay, so close your eyes and then I know you don't really like hugging friends, but I'm going in anyway. It's very respectful.
Okay.
One arm over, one arm under, and I just pull you to me and I go, there we go. Little cuddle, come on in. Wiggle, you cuddle, wiggle, yep. Peck on the cheek, and out I go.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
Was it nice?
Thank you very much.
Leading question. Was it nice?
It was lovely. It was bloody lovely. Thank you, Lou.
Okay, and guess what? I'm ready for my hug too. Okay.
Here I come. Arms are going over. There we go. A little rub on the back.
Oh, nice.
There we go. Oh, there we go. A little peck on the cheek. There we go.
You're lovely and warm. And that is lovely. You did say you're warm at the beginning of the podcast, but I also picked up on it energetically. And that was nice because I'm actually in a cold room. So did you say you're warm or cold? Oh, dear.
My room is very cold, but as a person, I'm very warm.
This is embarrassing. I thought you were warm and you said you were cold.
I run warm.
Okay. Well, we'll take it. And who knows what's real in this crazy world anyway. thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. It's so nice to talk to you. And maybe now you're in London, maybe we'll see each other in the wild.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
I can't, actually.
That'd be great.
I've got a great imagination. So I guess this is goodbye for now, let's just say.
Yeah, until we get them nappies on the go.
Aha, yes. So that was Amy Gledhill from A Lovely Time podcast fame and other things. Do follow her online. She is on Twitter, @ThatGledhill. Yeah, subscribe to her podcast, you know, and, you know, just kind of, you know, stay in touch, etc. You know, look, you are what you are and I am what I am and this podcast is what it is, but we're all just rubbing along. And thank you for listening and do follow me @CuddleClubPod on Twitter and Instagram. I need you. Okay, I love you. Bye. And remember to CC everybody in if CC. I was going to say the rest in French, but I realised I don't really know French. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.